Now let me make sure. Is it recorded this time? You just gotta cross.
Well, that's the thing about this.
Put my Gucci.
Boy, have mercy again. That's the thing about this program is that I can extract the audio from it.
Now, while you was doing that, let me go ahead and sit down. While you was doing that,
mm-hmm.
I was about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I'm in the camera first because I can't still see.
But you ain't got glasses on that you can see out of.
That true? True. Spotify is the move to me. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, do you know they do video podcasts on Spotify?
No, the one you showed me, I was surprised.
You were surprised?
Yeah.
So I didn't know this until I went on the our Anchor website thing to look at the numbers and stats and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So it had it like at the very top.
Uh-huh.
Spotify introducing video podcasts, hear how to upload. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Mm-hmm.
So I went on there and it said you can upload videos. So I was like, let me try this. It took, bro, I kid you not, it took a whole day.
I believe it.
It took a whole day to go on there. But that's the move, because pretty much what happened is with the Spotify, what mm-hmm. it do is it uploads the video mm-hmm. and the audio at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to extract the audio. All I got to do is just click on a clip, let my computer chill for like a whole day while it's uploading,
mm-hmm.
and it's straight both. But
will you be able to see the numbers from Spotify?
Not really.
Exactly.
You'll see the numbers on our page though.
On what page?
The Anchor page. You won't see it on Spotify. You see it on the Anchor page.
Okay.
They let you know like, do I got it on here? I don't got it on here. Do I have it on? No, I don't. But it tell you like, hey, they listen on Spotify, Web, Apple, Google. Let me tell you all that.
Where do most of our people listen to?
I really don't know.
It'd be
I didn't have it checked for real though.
We should check that. Okay, if a lot of people do listen to it on Spotify, then yeah, we should move to Spotify. But if a lot of people don't listen to it on Spotify, then how are we gonna get them to get over to Spotify?
That's how we get the TikTok system. We just put the link.
I mean, true.
We just put the link on there. But anyway, welcome back to the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall. I got my boy LJ over here. Chilling like a villain, like always. Go ahead and say what up to these folks, man.
What's up? What's up?
All right. Now, welcome back. As you can tell, we had I had some issues last week. For some strange reason, LJ got the issue going on as well. For some strange reason, the video for this podcast, for some strange reason, is not going on YouTube. To what? I don't know. Hey, at least it's kind of going up fast, though. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the video portion do not want to go on YouTube for whatever reason. So what I did was I ended up putting it on Spotify. So for everyone that's listening, I guess a lot of people didn't know because my girlfriend didn't know and dad didn't know because I sent it to dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what happened to the video? I like, if you click on the link, because how Spotify got it set up is when you send them the link, it looked like an audio file.
Yeah.
But when you click on it, just shows the video. So until we figure something out, because I think I probably just gonna leave it on Spotify, to be honest with you, because it's free game. Like, it's like nobody on there. We can capitalize off of it, you know. So I might just leave it on there. And it's just it's literally just one click.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might leave it on Spotify, but for the time being, our video portion gonna be on Spotify as of now. So episode 176, if I'm not mistaken, is the very first video. I'm gonna put it in the description. I'm gonna put all that in the description though. So we just gonna put on Spotify for right now until we figure something out. Cause we might put on YouTube, who knows? But I think we should just leave it on Spotify. I don't know. So that's what we got going on. So shout out to Spotify Anchor. Because I was struggling.
He hit me multiple messages.
I was struggling.
On
so.
Wednesday and Thursday, talking about we don't have video. We ain't gonna have video. We just gotta go back to doing.
Riley G almost punched my computer. Like I ain't.
You
gonna
were.
Lie.
And then the Spotify.
I'm so serious. I was that close to punch my.
But we'll see. We'll take.
I mean, like I said, we got something.
Yeah,
we got something. So I'm cool with the Spotify. I'm chilling with the Spotify. But so yeah, all that stuff gonna be on the description. We're gonna leave the links, and then we're gonna leave the audio files as well, and we're gonna leave all our socials. All that good stuff gonna be in there. But our Heats pull it off, bro.
What?
The Heats. They pull it off.
Oh, you talking about the game six?
they actually pull it off. I'm thinking, bro, I was legit thinking about just streaming it right here as we do the podcast.
That game don't come on until 7.
What time it is? About 20? Oh, well, I didn't know that. I'm just crossing my finger, bro. When this video come out, because it's going to come out in 2 weeks, I hope they win. I hope they win.
Let me tell y'all something. The Heat don't win. The next time you see us on a podcast, it might.
Bro, we just going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be our year.
I mean, we're Auburn fans, so we've been disappointed.
True that.
Yeah.
That was Auburn's fault. No, that was who posted that. That was whoever posted that on Facebook fault. Because they literally said Auburn blowing out their opponents by like 60, 70 points. I'm like, bro, we just started the season. And on top of that, our middle season, we had nothing but – well, we blew, I'd say, like 2 games. I'd say we blew a couple games, but
– are you talking about football, basketball?
The football.
Oh, okay.
Basketball, too. Well, no. Did we – yeah, we did.
No,
blew.
At the end, we started.
Yeah, we did
sucking.
Blew, yeah. Yeah,
at the end,
bro.
But that was because we had injuries.
Look
too.
Here, all so, I know is we took the dub. That's all that matters. Yeah. I don't care. We blew it, but hell, we got it back. I know for a fact we got it back. So that's all that matters. But bro, update. How you gonna get that on here, bro?
First, you had me figure out how to get the podcast on YouTube.
I told you, don't worry about it. We got Spotify. Like I said, we finna capitalize off of that. Shoot, because to be honest with you, it is a good idea to leave it on Spotify. Here's why. It don't have numbers. So people not going to click on it for views. Like, oh, they got like a million views. Let me see what they talking about. Nah, they going to click on it because, you know, word of mouth. So that's number one. Two.
But don't you want the views? If you do, that's
okay. I mean, if it,
that's gonna, how you get more views.
I mean, it's going to come anyway. But Stu, you just like start it up. You ain't gonna be like, oh, YouTube, boom. You gonna get like social media. That's where you're gonna get the views from. So as long as we pushing the content and pushing out on, I finna say Spotify, and pushing out on these social media sites, and we you know, we promoting and putting our money to, you know, networking and stuff. We chilling with Spotify. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
I got it.
But I think Spotify is the place though. To be honest, like I said, nobody on there. Or it's somewhat new. Two, you don't see the views, you don't see the likes. Only, well, I don't think we can see likes, but I can see the, well, we can see the views if I give you the information. But we can see the views. And even though we don't care, because we really don't be on social media like that, the comments. The only thing, you know, so. I don't know. And then on top of that, you can still monetize it. Because you can monetize it through Anchor.
Yeah.
So it's still a dub. It's just a lot of people don't go on Spotify to look at video, you know, podcasts. They go on and listen to music.
I mean, people do. I mean, I listen to a couple of podcasts on Spotify, but nobody watches them. But the watching thing is new, correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they get to a point where they start watching it. But,
we'll see. But I think it's still a dub. Because at the end of the day, everything, because Anchor is owned by, look at you, almost spilled water on your laptop.
I tripped the cap.
I'm just saying the cap got water on it, don't it?
No.
Look at it. Do you see water on
no.
it?
No. That's why you need your glasses on.
I'm trying to look cool.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to look cool. Mm. I'm trying to look like, you know how them people, I'm trying to look at R.P. though, the dude, the usher, who was at our church. With the white fro.
Yeah.
He always had glasses and nobody questioned him. Like, nobody questioned
I'm pretty sure he couldn't see either.
Why is that? The way you were wearing sunglasses? Why?
He wore them sunglasses every day inside.
You wrong for that.
He couldn't see. The man was 80 years old.
Oh, I thought he was 100. I'm just trying to look cool. Man, what are we even talking about?
You went off the plantation. We started talking about shit.
Why we got to be plantation, though?
Yeah, that's the saying.
That's the saying.
That's the saying.
But who created that saying?
Black people and white people, basically.
No, they
did. Yeah,
the wife, we ain't gonna take it.
We can go there.
I don't want to go there because if we go there, ain't no telling how it's gonna end up.
Yeah, you know,
especially how we are. But oh man, but shoot, hope the Heat win, bro. Because we need it, man. We supposed to win a bubble. Bubble was 2020 when we had a bubble.
Well, we was not about to win that bubble.
I mean, yeah, true that, but. I just hope we win. But let's talk about this.
I'm about to say, are you going to do your segment or whatever?
Sir, I am going to do my segment. Oh, okay. My phone cooperate with me. All right. For your daily dose of anime brought to you by Facebook.
I meant to ask you, what in the world is that for home screen you got?
What home screen? You talking about this?
No. The lock screen, my bad.
Talking about this?
Yes.
I really don't know. I got it from TikTok. I mean, like, now, for real, if it's the song, it's if you listen, the song go hard with the video.
Mm.
And I just like it.
I just see a girl stripping.
She is not. First off, she is not stripping.
She is dancing. At first, okay.
She was dancing.
You can't tell me when it first comes on, it don't look like she's taking off clothes.
I just seen. Somebody just dancing.
Get out of here. Do your thing.
Before you interrupt me. All right. For your daily dose of anime brought to you by Facebook once again because LJ interrupted me. Mm-hmm. Cyberpunk. Oh, my God. Cyberpunk 20. Leave me alone. Okay. Look, I came home for work at 4:10. Mm-hmm. What time is it? Yeah, 4:10.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get all this set up, right? I got hot. So I took off my clothes. I'm sorry to pause. But I took off my clothes. So I had to put this on.
Mm.
On top of that, I'm hungry. That has the bathroom. You texted me you was outside. So I had to pause that to come in here. So, yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just getting you to play by play.
We didn't need to play by play.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
Because
you think you're just me. You give it to him.
Well, I don't care. They need to know because you talking about I'm choking. That's why I'm choking.
You weren't choking.
I'm just saying. I'm just getting you to play by play.
Cool.
Because so you know how crazy it was to get all this set up.
Mm-hmm.
Stop interrupting me, man. But. For your daily dose of anime, Cyberpunk 2077 is getting an anime spinoff. How you feel about that? Hold on. Before you say anything, it will be produced by the same studio that brought Darling in the Franxx.
Darling? Oh,
you remember
okay.
The little, they're supposed to be Evangelion's type anime.
That's not what my group calls it.
I was just saying.
No, I know. No, I'm just saying. I like you. Yours is probably more correct. We call it the one that the girls give you dinosaur eggs.
Huh?
She does because she turns you. She gets the man sick and he dies.
We ain't gonna talk about that. I mean, they technically they die into a tree. Let's be real.
Mm.
So how you get dinosaur eggs?
Because she's a dinosaur.
She is.
I think so.
I mean, it's been forever since I saw that.
I don't remember.
I really don't remember.
It's literally my friend.
It could be true. All I know is.
They say she was a dinosaur and she gives you AIDS. So you got dinosaur AIDS.
I thought they said give you AIDS.
No, yeah, it's dinosaur AIDS.
Wait, huh? Not eggs, AIDS?
AIDS, yes. Because you get sick and you die. And she gave it to you. I don't. But that's just what my friends call it.
I'm lost for words. Okay, we gonna move on. Yeah, so yeah, uh-huh. I don't know, man.
Yeah. You sure?
Sorry, bro. Cyberpunk is getting an anime. That's all you need to know from that. Well, goddamn, LJ. All right, so since we going dark.
Was that dark?
That was dark.
How was that dark?
Dinosaur A's. First off, why?
Because I told
how dinosaur and A's.
She looked like a dinosaur.
She looked like a girl.
She got you sick.
She don't look like a dinosaur at all, bro. What?
Make sure we're talking about the same shot.
Yeah. How she look? How does she look?
You
like
obviously
a dinosaur?
Didn't see her monster form.
She looked like an alien in her monster form. She don't look like a dinosaur unless she got a different form that I didn't see.
I did. You did. You must not seen the creatures they fought.
I mean, yeah, I saw the creatures. Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But still, they don't look like a dinosaur, though.
Did.
They look like a devil more than anything.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they look like... how'd they get A's?
Because
I mean, I'm talking about... You said her. Her.
Her?
Yeah,
her.
She don't look like nothing like that.
See, I'm talking about the other one. This one, she got... This the main character sick,
right? Yeah, they died and they made a tree.
It was like some kind of blood disease, which is AIDS.
I mean, I understand that.
Yeah,
but the dinosaur part.
dude said she looked like a dinosaur. I never,
bro. I don't know. I know is they died and they had two kids, some similar to them, and it was at a tree. That's all I know. I'm waiting for season
two. We're bad at this.
You brought this. You brought it up. You said dinosaur. I thought you said eggs.
No, I said move on.
I'm still off words.
Just keep moving. Just keep going.
But Winnie the Pooh is getting horrible. You saw that?
I did. That looked like the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life. I already know.
You ain't gonna look at it?
No, hell no.
I'm just saying, here it is right
now. I see it.
I'm not gonna look at this. But hold on. So the reason how they making it, okay, here it is. Until now, Disney had exclusive rights to the character, but I do not know how to pronounce their name, so I'm not for the say. Work into the public domain early this year, meaning that anyone can now adapt those classic characters as they fit or as they see fit. We just weren't expecting it to go to get quite so dark, quite so quickly. Yeah.
Somebody has been dreaming about that. This whole time.
That too. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was. The website is a weird place, so I'm pretty sure this was already up there before whoever made it to a live film. But does that mean everybody? First off, I didn't know Winnie the Pooh was from Disney. To be honest with you, I forgot.
I've been on Disney for years.
When the last time you watched Disney?
I watched Disney XD.
Well, I haven't watched Disney in forever, so I forgot. But does that mean all the old school characters?
No.
It's just Winnie the Pooh?
It's just Winnie the Pooh. There.
Why is it him?
Because, you know.
Wait a minute. How is this anime, though?
That's also a good question.
I didn't realize
why that's there. But anyway, the reason why it's up is because, you know, they signed these contracts where it's like you can have this series for however long. Disney signed a really long contract for Winnie the Pooh, and that's how Winnie the Pooh got so famous and blah, 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 and all of this.
Right.
Disney didn't decide to renew Winnie the Pooh or the company the owner of Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
Didn't want to renew the contract or something like one of those two. I'm not sure who it was, but somebody didn't want to renew the contract. So with that being said, it went into public domain.
And everybody just grabbed it.
And so anybody can have it now.
Didn't that happen to Battleborn?
No.
I thought Battleborn went to the public and people... They did. The PvP part. I thought the whole game went to the... I thought they pushed the whole game out.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
For Battleborn, before they shut it down, I thought they... No, that was... What's the game? Paragon.
Yes.
I'll talk about Paragon.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I think they did something similar to Paragon.
Yeah. So, Winnie the Pooh is getting a horror film. I'm definitely for watching. I don't. I'm not. I'm just gonna keep it real. I didn't know this. Dragon Ball author confirms Gohan is the strongest fighter out of Broly, Goku, and Vegeta. The reason why he sucked in anime, according to this article here, he needs the motivation from his teacher Piccolo to unlock his true potential. So how you feel about that from the author himself saying Gohan?
I think he's just tired of the memes.
That's full cap.
Gohan.
That's completely cap. I'm just saying that's completely cap. Bro got wrecked by two androids.
He just tired of hearing.
He got wrecked by two androids. So how he's stronger than Goku?
Because
I'm just saying he got killed by two androids.
He needs the cooperation, but technically that history doesn't exist anymore, right?
I don't know.
They time travel too much in that anime,
bro. People come back alive too much in that anime.
That's true.
So could Gohan, not Gohan, well, Gohan did too. Yeah, Gohan died of free. Well, technically, we're going to keep it real. Everybody died.
Everybody has died at least
because
once
Frieza
in that
and Super
time.
Frieza literally destroyed the Earth before Wiz time traveled everybody. So we gonna, if we want to keep it real, nobody should be alive at this point.
Not one person.
Not one person. But for all the Gohan tryhards, lovers out there, according to the author, Gohan is technically the strongest fighter in Dragon Ball. So he just need Piccolo help, and I'm pretty sure Piccolo just don't care at this point. He don't care.
100%.
I'm pretty sure he
do not have any feelings.
All right, the biggest news out of this, guy. I got one more. Do I got one more? No, that's the last one. But yeah, I say the best but last. The biggest one, and this is not a joke, this is not no fool, April Fool, well, it's May, but ain't no joke, no fools, no none. This is 100% fact. Hunter Hunter is coming back, or the manga. Tell me, talk to me.
Talk to you about what?
Hunter, how you feel about Hunter Hunter coming back?
Oh. Okay.
I can just tell you just don't care.
No, I don't. I really don't. Okay. I like Hunter Hunter, but, okay, so the man who made Hunter Hunter is also the man who created Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
You know Yu Yu Hakusho is my favorite anime.
Okay.
But everybody thinks and believes that Hunter x Hunter is the far superior one. And I can't stand for that type of hate.
It's hard.
And you know
I mean,
what?
I mean, both of them is good anime, though.
They are. I only mess with my Hunter x Hunter friends and say it's shit because I just like to get them riled up.
True that.
But.
Because it will rile people up.
It 100% will rile them up. But it is a good anime, and I've seen it. I've seen it up until,
I bet you stopped at the comment and art.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't?
I stopped before the art before.
New York?
The what?
The New York.
New York.
York, New York.
York, New York. That's the game one. I stopped right before the game, when they entered that game. When they was about to get powered up
that's the
little man girl.
That's the tournament. You talking about the island.
Yes.
I forgot the name, or the arc.
Yes. It was that arc.
Yeah. So you right next to the Chimera. You next to it.
Yeah. And so, as an anime fan, yeah, that's cool that it's coming back. It needed to come back. I hope he finally finishes it up, because that's one of those enemies that's been needed to finish for, like, a long time now.
Right.
But, it's cool that it's coming back. I have a sneaking suspicion that they're gonna, when they do the anime, they're gonna just redo the whole entire anime again, just like they did back in 1999.
You think so?
That's what they did in 1999. They did it up until when he stopped, and then they remade it, and just the Hunter x Hunter we have now.
Right.
And so I think they're gonna just do it again, because they know they can make money off it, because Hunter x Hunter loves it. And
of course,
you make the animation better. I mean, from my knowledge, all of the voice actors are still alive. So you're not, you know.
Of course, they're going to make money. You saw how crazy this was trending on. I think it was it was top five. I ain't going to say
probably
no more.
Was.
It was top five on Twitter. So I know people feel
so. I'm sure.
But for everybody, this is not a joke. Hunter x Hunter is coming back, but just the manga, I'm pretty sure the anime is going to follow suit.
And before I get any hate saying that I hate Hunter x Hunter because Yu Yu Hakusho, you're right, but I don't hate it. I just think Yu Yu Hakusho is better. Also, I was busy when I was watching Hunter x Hunter up until that point, so I just never finished it. It is on my list to finish of animes to go back. That's literally the only anime I need to, like, actually finish up or catch up to.
that I have started. But yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho number one, Hunter x Hunter number two. Just remember that.
Now I had Dad sent me something on Discord. What the hell happened to it? Hold on, is this it? Here it is, boom, here it is. Alright, so Dad, shout out to Dad. He sent me I think this is from Twitter. It looked like it's from Twitter, it was somewhere. But Dad sent me this. Somebody quote unquote leaked the Xbox and Bethesda showcase. Mm-hmm. What they gonna show? Now, to be honest with you, I don't know if you're supposed to be saying this, but I'm gonna say it.
you heard the disclaimer. These are all rumors. Nothing have been confirmed.
Allegedly. So, what they gonna show is a Valve. What is that?
A Valve?
A Valve. Yeah. What is that right here? A Valve.
I have no idea. I've never heard it again.
Oh, well. It said they're gonna show. They actually shown gameplay. So, what is this? A Valve? Wait a minute.
It might be a new IP. Oh.
Hold on. It is a new IP. It's a first-person RPG similar to Skyrim. How you feel about that?
Don't they own Skyrim?
They own Bethesda, Skyrim. Bethesda owns. Well, yeah, they own them now.
So they just.
But how you feel about this? Could be a potentially different Skyrim. When they announced this though? They said they announced this.
Never.
They said they announced this in July of 2021.
I have no recollection.
So I guess allegedly we getting some gameplay from it. So if it's something similar to Skyrim, how you feel about that?
That'd be interesting because it's hard to get into the Skyrim realm because of Skyrim, and if you're not at least batting at least close to what Skyrim level's at, the fans don't like it. But it could be an interesting contender. But it's kind of weird also, in my opinion, because they do have Skyrim and they could just make another Skyrim other than just, they've been remaking Skyrim for the last 800 years.
They're supposed to be in works with the new one.
Exactly. So, I mean.
Mm-hmm. But allegedly you're supposed to get some gameplay from
allegedly.
It. Redfall, I totally forgot about the game. I'm not gonna even.
Redfall,
it slipped through my head.
I forgot about it too. But I remember I was talking to some friends about it, and they was like, "Oh yeah, you remember Redfall?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's Redfall?" That looks like a good game.
I ain't even seen no gameplay from it.
No, yeah, you just saw the trailer from it.
Because this one's supposed to say it's supposed to show the well, we know they got delayed now, but. They say it's supposed to show the trailer and the launch date.
Mm-hmm.
If this list is allegedly, if this list is right.
And this is a Xbox exclusive, so it's an Xbox and Microsoft exclusive.
It's an open world co-op first person shooter.
So, yeah. So, it's going to be interesting. And the trailer really hyped up the game. It seemed like it's going to be really fun.
Right.
Also,
Bethesda making this one.
No. Are they? Oh, they are making it. You're right. So, they got. So pretty much,
this showcase is.
It's called the Xbox Bethesda showcase.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it's.
They gave me. What's that season that just came out? Stranger Things Vibes.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But I think they all have, like. It's a vampire apocalypse. You're taking on vampires. And I think some of them have powers because of. The vampire apocalypse. Or
something. Now, are you going? If you
gonna, I would probably play this game. Yeah.
If you play, I'm playing. It's co-op.
I'll probably be playing.
I'll probably stream it, but it come out 2023 sadly. Mm-hmm. So allegedly, Redfall.
But I think we already knew that.
Knew what? Redfall.
They were going to talk about it because they said they were going to talk about Starfall.
Redfall. Oh yeah. But sadly, it's getting delayed though. So we got That's one of them. Diablo 4. We're supposed to get the launch date and some gameplay. I think they already... Didn't they show gameplay from Diablo 4?
No, I don't think... Wait, did they?
I thought they did.
I don't know.
I could have sworn I thought they showed gameplay for Diablo. Or they showed, like, customization or something like that.
They might show some customization. Diablo 4. Oh, no.
Yeah, brand new gameplay.
They did. Because I think... Yeah.
So they showed that last year.
Yeah, they did.
So pretty much.
Because that was still, when it was still under just.
This is Diablo. Not Diablo. No. Bethesda.
No, not under Bethesda. Not Microsoft. God damn it.
Oh, they are. Yep, they are not.
Activision. Right. Activision. Blizzard.
Blizzard, yeah.
Oh, you're right. This is right in our face now.
Just thinking about it. I was looking so at it. I just saw it right there. Yeah,
it's Blizzard. It's under Blizzard, and Blizzard did show a showcase and everything.
Yeah,
with it. With
yeah, they showed it.
Overwatch.
I might.
I mean,
it all depends on how when it come out. Oh, they say to be announced.
Because it was supposed to come out, I believe, this year.
It might, probably. I don't know. With everything going on,
all the stuff happened with Blizzard.
Yeah, if it's with everything going on. Ain't no telling. So Diablo 4 gameplay and launch date should be coming out on the showcase. Forza Motorsports, we do not care. Man. Gameplay launch date, you can do with that. Contraband, what the heck?
I think that's another game.
I guess it is, because it said a trailer. Let me look up real quick.
I think that's another. I never heard
it. It sounded like
I remember them saying that they were trying to make like a Division 2 game.
That sounds like Division game. That sounds like we finna go loot Pablo Escobar real quick. That's a freaking movie.
Contraband game
right there. Over here. I didn't know Mark. What you call it? They don't even got a freaking. They don't got a photo. No, they do. Well, they got a trailer. You want to watch it real quick? Mm-hmm. Let's see what this talking about. So contraband. We gonna be selling dope. Let's see. Oh, let me turn this down.
You just muted it all the way.
Well, I that's what me. Mm. I ain't, yeah. Legit nothing. It's literally nothing.
It's open world and co-op.
So open world. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think I remember this game now. It's where you and a group of friends go, and it's literally what you just said. You go raid people. You go raid like drug facilities.
It's like drug lords.
Yeah, like that. I think it's
some similar to kind of like Far Cry.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Far Cry's co-op too though. But you might as well say something similar to co-op. Not say co-op. Far Cry.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
I gotta see more. But I promised I never heard of that game until just now. Mm. I'm just gonna keep that real. Grounded. I guess they're getting a second game, I think.
Isn't that the game where they got turned into little bugs?
Little ants. Yeah. What are your little bugs? I'm sorry, yeah. I'm supposed to be playing it with a streamer. But she got pregnant. Mm. So that's that.
Gotcha.
That's all I gotta say. That's all right there. So, Grounded. I guess Grounded 2 coming out. Why the heck the dungeon showed up? I mean, we're gonna talk about that later. But Grounded coming out, or they supposed to show the launch date and trailer? I guess that Grounded 2, because the. Unless it's a different Grounded, maybe.
It might be a different Grounded, but we will have to see.
Yeah, we just got to see. Starfield, sadly, is getting delayed, too. They're supposed to show gameplay. Well, they might still show some gameplay.
They should.
But they're supposed to show some gameplay and launch date. So I'm pretty sure they probably ain't going to show the launch date. They're probably just going to show the gameplay. Hellblade 2. What the hell is Hellblade?
I heard
this game sounds so familiar. What is Hellblade?
It's that game. I'll just show you a picture. You realize what it is after you see her.
Did a little crazy look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it because I don't really know everything about this game, but
are you gonna play it?
I think this is one of those games I would watch.
First thing, what mental illness?
That's literally the whole thing about this game.
No, when I saw her on the video, yeah, I got freaked out. So I can see where the mental illness part come into play. But Hellblade 2, let me
it's a phone. True story.
I'm pretty sure it is. Whoever made that is
no, it's based off of something in Norse mythology. All right.
So we ain't playing Hellblade.
Yeah.
But Hellblade 2, supposed to get a trailer and a launch date. So that's that. This what really caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Halo the Endless.
The what?
The Endless. We supposed to get a teaser for that.
Now, I wonder, is that an actual Halo game?
Me and Dad was talking about that. We were like, is that a DLC or is that like an actual game?
No. Or, when I say actual Halo game, I mean like Halo 1 through Infinite.
Like, the whole entire thing, like the Master Chief Collection?
No. Okay. So, you know, Halo has technically three types of games, but really two. They have the regular series, the regular series that we go through. And then they have this strategic game series. Now, I'm wondering, is that the strategic game series? Because that sounds like some of the names for the strat games. Or is it actually?
I think this is DLC. Yeah. Because, well, you played the game, so you should know.
I don't remember them talking about.
They said the Endless.
I don't remember them talking about number. Oh, yes, they did. Never mind. That's okay. Yeah, that might be DLC.
Yeah, because they said, who is the Endless in Halo? Who are the Endless ones in Halo Infinite? So you ain't come across this when you played?
No, I remember now. It's been a minute.
So so it might be DLC, though.
Yeah, it's the people who escaped from that jail. Okay.
So yeah. So Halo the Endless might be DLC.
It might be actually the next game.
They say teaser, so I don't know. It could be. Could be Halo 5.
No, this would be 6.
No, I'm just saying, instead of, how they had Halo 1, the Halo 2, Halo 3, this is Halo Infinite, or they might actually just name it Halo 5. Yeah. Be like, hey, this is like an actual main series of...
Well, Infinite is supposed to be main series.
It is? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It could be DLC. Could be.
No, it makes sense to that be... my guess would be it's not DLC, it's the next game.
Could be.
Because of Infinite Endless. They trying to do a thing there.
Ain't no tell. So we just gotta wait to see for that one. Gears of War Collection, supposed to get a trailer and launch date for that.
I'm surprised that hasn't been out yet. But I know a lot of people are waiting for a new Gears game.
So. I might get it. I don't know. Cause Gears 4 look kind of fun, so I might get it. I don't know. It all depends on how much it is, or whatever I got playing on, or whatever I'm playing around that time. Quake reboot CGI teaser. What?
They gonna remake Quake?
Quake. Oh, let me make sure this what I think it is, because I could be thinking about something completely different.
I think we thinking about the same game. Yeah.
This?
What
the heck is this?
This.
Yep. Not finna get that. I'm just gonna. Yep. Not
it's,
get it.
It's like either. I don't want to call this one the first person shooters. But that's kind of what it is. It's like one of the first person. It's like Doom.
You gonna pick it up?
Oh no.
No. I'm not kidding.
But that's why I said I'm so surprised they doing that. That it caught me off.
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably gonna go back in a vault and pick up all like old.
I mean, games. Just make a new Quake.
They could do that too.
Because I mean, be up to 4.
I don't know.
That's what it looks like now. That's 4.
They might. We talking about Xbox, so ain't no telling what they got going.
They got so many problems, but they got
they got a lot on their plate.
Yeah.
So we got Quake reboot coming, CGI teaser for that one, and the last one, Indiana Jones. I heard about that. So they're supposed to get a trailer. Are we getting this a game, right?
I guess so.
Could that be weird if they make
it? Is it Lego Indiana Jones or is it actual Indiana Jones?
They say Indiana Jones. Because I could have sworn I heard they saying they making an actual Indiana Jones game.
That's interesting.
I could have sworn. Come on, let me see. Because I know they was talking. I heard about this. Unless I was dreaming and I don't know. But I could have sworn I heard about this. Let me see. Indiana Jones, the game. Yeah. Bethesda's Indiana Jones game may not be an Xbox exclusive 11 hours ago.
Really?
So they are making an actual Indiana Jones game.
That's interesting.
You know what it's going to be? What? I bet you 100%. You know what the Bethesda's going to pull?
What?
Tomb Raider. They're going to try to pull Tomb Raider.
Yeah, because, well, Tomb Raider is Xbox, ain't it?
I don't know.
I think Tomb Raider is Xbox.
But this is what Indiana Jones is going to be. They're going to pull that.
Right. But hold on.
That's exactly what they're gonna pull. It's gonna be Tomb Raider / Uncharted. Exactly. This is what Indiana Jones is gonna be. It's gonna be Uncharted Tomb Raider type game. 100% guaranteed. Bethesda, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. So it came out for both. Tomb Raider is out for both Xbox and PlayStation and technically Steam.
Mm-hmm.
And they saying that it's not gonna be. We'll see. I mean, it probably gonna be. You're right. It's gonna be the same type of game,
right,
as the Tomb Raider game, because that's what Tomb Raider is. Is the female version of Indiana Jones, technically.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be interesting, like, what they actually do. Because, I mean, there's a whole bunch of movies you can take from. Wait, was Indiana Jones a book first, then a movie? Or was
I
it a
truly
movie?
Do not know. I did not watch not one Indiana
Jones. I watched them all. I'm interested in which Indiana one they do.
I heard about it, but I looked up on it and checked up on it, but I never watched it.
So this is what it's going to be. Oh, no, that's an old game.
That's an old school game, but that thing came out before we were born.
1992.
But that's what this is probably going to be a completely different game. It's just going to be its own thing. It ain't going to follow. It probably going to follow similarities to the movies, but it just ain't going to be like, hey, this is going to be about movie 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, okay,
it's just gonna be like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, they all gonna be movies.
Yeah,
if I was them, I would do. It would be if it's not gonna be like its own thing.
Right.
I would do it based off of the Crystal Skull, because that's the one with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that because Shia LaBeouf is in there, but I'm saying that due to that's the last one people will remember. The other one, the last one was 1989.
Right. But I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to pull. They're going to be, Bethesda going to make their own Uncharted / Tomb Raider game.
Yes, you're right. It's going to be a Tomb Raider
game. I bet they're going to kill it, too. If they can pull it off, I bet they're going to beat Tomb Raider and Uncharted.
I mean, the last Tomb Raider game, I don't think did so well, so I don't think you're
you don't got that much competition.
You don't have that much competition. Also, it's a name brand with, you know.
And then it's going to be a new IP on top of that. Mm-hmm. So those are allegedly games that's supposed to come out on the Xbox and Bethesda game showcase.
We have no idea if this is actually true, but this is like,
you know. Take that as you may.
Yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt.
If it happened, it happens. If it don't,
And if we get banned, oh well, we did.
How are we going to get banned for that?
I don't know.
People have more rumors. If we get banned, then A-Drive and all the Pokey YouTubers should be banned.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Oh, speaking about, I wish I screenshotted that. Speaking on that, the leaks. The dude, like,
I haven't watched no new leaks.
No, I ain't watching no new leaks either. But it was on Twitter. It was on Twitter, like the good leak, like the legal dude who legit get almost everything right. Mm-hmm. I thought I screenshotted. But the leaks are the legendary is gonna be dragons, but
we already knew that.
Yeah, here's the thing. But they supposed to be dual type, and dual types is like crazy. like it's supposed to be like dragon fairy type stuff, like that. Like it's supposed to be weird. Like you wouldn't expect the dragon be type with that type. I thought I screenshotted, but yeah, they were talking about the dual types for the legendaries is like crazy. Hmm. Like something like you never thought
they
of.
Already came up with that. I thought they said it was going to be,
I don't know.
Where the rumor said it was going to be, I don't know. I think one was going to be thunder and the other one was going to be like dark or something. I don't remember.
I don't know. But for what the leaker said, I know I caught that. It's supposed to be dragons, what the leaker said.
Because there ended up being a pattern that people start seeing. It's like every other game is a dragon legendary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's last time it was dogs, which were, oh goodness, what was their name? I don't remember Sword and Shield's legendary's name.
I don't Bro, I didn't even beat the story.
Oh, that's right.
So you asked the wrong person. I didn't even beat the story when the DLC came out. I beat it like at the end.
The whole time trying to figure out why you couldn't go
to the island. I beat the actual game at the. I told you, bro. Once I beat like the Elite Four. I went straight to PvP. I went straight to rank, and I just chilled in rank for like a good like 5 months.
Oh goodness!
So like I told you, I didn't play, bro. All right. I just went straight to PvP.
Well, yeah.
I really start with a Z. That's all I know.
Man, I was so confused.
I mean, we got laptops, so we can, if you want to actually know.
Know what?
The names, you can just Google it.
Oh, you right.
I'm just saying.
I was trying to think off the top of my head.
I know it start with a Z. That's all I know. You said you went sunny.
I started. I just didn't feel like putting in the whole word.
You went sunny. And also speaking about Pokemon, we need to get on Journeys because Journeys is getting like great reviews from the anime.
Really?
For what I heard or for what I seen on Facebook, the group I'm in. Like, people actually say this is, like, the best
Pokemon
anime that we had for a while.
Yeah, it's saying it's Aruda.
I'm about to say, why wouldn't just, like, Google just had it, like, there? You had to click on the article.
Yeah, you know. It is what it is. Yeah, and then the Eternatus is the weird thing. They're going more into space stuff.
True that.
With these legendaries, which I like because it all started with technically Deoxys and I'm thinking of his name, the Pokemon Rayquaza? Green. Right there you go, Deoxys and Rayquaza because they hate each other.
Yep, they were beefing.
Mm.
True that.
And it's all started there, and then little by little there started a bit more about it. Like you know the Pokemon episode when we was way younger. Saying that Clefable is from the moon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eternatus looks like he's from outer space. The Dimension Pokemon, from Sun and Moon. The
Ultra Beasts?
Ultra Beasts.
Yeah.
Who are from the Ultra Dimension, if I'm correct.
I'm surprised they ain't dig deep into that.
They doing too much. It's starting to get ridiculous. But, I mean, I would like them to see what's going on in outer space if they're like super cool Pokemon out of space.
Right.
Other than Deoxys, and we haven't heard nothing from Deoxys in years now.
Cause they got too many Pokemon. They need to figure out what's what. But I feel you on that. They do need number one. They need to dive deep into Deoxys because Deoxys is like a mysterious Pokemon. Cause he came out of nowhere with a shard, and he just formed out of outer space.
Mm.
And then the Ultra Beast Dimension, they literally just said that and then that's it. Like, that, they could have killed that concept. Like, they could have really killed that concept if they did.
Mm.
But, so the leakers, I forgot. I thought I screenshot it. But the leakers said that the new legendaries are supposed to be dragons and the dual type is, like, out of this world. Like, something that we never seen before with a dragon type, so...
So I mean,
y'all take that as y'all
what,
want.
What would be out of this world for
like I said, Dragon Fairy.
Is Dragon Fairy really the out of this world though? Not to me.
Like that's the only thing that can kill a dragon is a fairy and ice, and a dragon.
But I mean, you know, when we, you know, sometimes they try to make real connection with some of these Pokemon.
Yeah,
and so dragons are fairy. You know, fairy tales. We have not seen an actual real dragon. The closest thing we have to a dragon is a Komodo dragon.
Right.
Technically.
Well, you know, that's Pokemon. We got to see what Pokemon. But these also just rumors, so we don't know if they're actually going to be dragons or not. But.
I'm just saying, like, when you say fairy, I'm not like out of this. Oh, I can't believe it. Right. Because I mean, you've done water fire.
So they did it.
Yes, they did heat trend. Oh. Or not heat trend. Volcanoes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about the mythical dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He is water and fire.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Well, I don't know. Yeah, That's what people were saying on Twitter. Mm. I swear I thought I took a screenshot of it, but I guess I didn't.
I mean, we also have computers. So.
I don't think you're going to find that. Because that was like a low-key tweet.
What is red and violet and red or violet?
Scarlet and violet. I mean, you could search it up. But like I said, it was like a low-key profile. So I don't know. But while you do that, let's move on to some Destiny news. So for the people that don't know, we are recording this on the 29th. Season 17 literally came out almost a week from now, or almost a week from this, or however you want to say it. It came out a week ago. I'm trying to sound smart, but it came out a week ago. So LJ got to go out of town, so that's why we're recording this one now. LJ don't like solo, the new solo update for the Hunter. You said for the Hunter? Or for just in general.
So I've played Hunter, so I know especially about the Hunters, but from other people I, you know, watch videos on and stuff like that, it does seem like compared to Void 3.0, it's very lackluster, in my opinion.
I'm just gonna tell you right now, not for the Warlocks.
You're the only Warlock I've heard from that was like, yeah, solar. I like this solar better than my
last. Now hold on. The reason that's number one, that's crazy. Because if they got my build, which I'm pretty sure they do, like you said in the last episode, we can spam grenades, and they upgraded the crap out of solar grenades. Like they really did. Like the solar grenades is like OP. Like it need to be nerfed. To be honest with you, but yeah, I don't like. If you a Warlock, you can't say you don't like this build, or you can't like this update, because they literally made Warlocks dumb OP. If you got the right spam grenade build like I do, they literally made it so OP. Bro, I could destroy a boss with just my grenades. That's how OP they are. If I could proc the perk, I could, because I did it in the new Leviathan Majiggy thing, whatever you want to call it. Have you played that?
No, you talking about the new dungeon?
No, not the dungeon. I ain't played the dungeon yet.
Yeah, I played the thing where they, like,
I had to do was just prop my perk and just spam my grenades. I literally killed like the big boss. So like I said, if you a Warlock, if you got the right build, you can't say this is not fun.
Maybe they just say it's underwhelming because that's what you could do anyway.
You can, but like I said, the new solar grenades are 100 times better than how it was before this update.
Gosh. It, because the thing about these updates that they're doing are supposed to evolve the play styles, because they said that Destiny is an evolving game. That's literally a quote out of the docuseries that they had. But to me, it doesn't seem like it evolved the gameplay at all. Does it make the supers better? Yeah, like Blade Barrage is so much better now.
Right.
And that's all the Hunters are using now, are Blade Barrages, because there's an exotic, I can't remember his name, but it does extra damage when you get super energy on return when you hit people with your super with Blade Barrage. And there's ways to just spam your melee, which is the fire knife. And it's, you just keep killing ads, and you can gain health and, you know, regen, and you're almost unkillable, right? And that's where everybody's, you know, all these builds try to be, is they try to be unkillable so you can do blah, 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 blah. But it just seems like with the Hunters, like, you do one move and you're, like, invisible all the time. You couldn't do that. You could be invisible for a little bit when you hit a smoke bomb and that's it. But now there's a whole bunch of different ways to go invisible. There's a whole many ways to proc weaken and do this. It doesn't seem like it's easy to proc some of these new things like Scorch. I've tried to proc Scorch multiple times, and the only ways I can do it consistently is with the knives, which is maybe what they wanted to do, but I don't think people kind of like that way. Because not everybody like to use their melee.
Right.
You know, everybody play style is different. But I mean, also that's also being true as to, well, if you don't like this play style as Solar, go play another play style you have for other elements. Hopefully we get a two more dark elements, because they do need to bring in some more dark elements. And that's my opinion. We need to have three light elements and three dark elements.
I'm pretty sure once we get later, yeah.
We probably, they will. I'm 100% sure, and this is just me, by the next big DLC, or during the next big DLC hits,
mm-hmm.
we going to meet another person of the darkness who is like, he's good, but he's not really dark.
Right.
And he going to give you a new, you know, subclass.
Yeah.
For darkness. Or, you know, something around that, or refinder, you know. You know how they do in Destiny. But it's just, Solar seems fine. It's just, I think just people are disappointed. People was expecting more, because Solar has always been this big, flashy, damage-dealing subclass. Like, if you wanted to do big damage for all three classes, it has always been Solar. And it just feels like they didn't do anything to really prop that up. And in how I see it when I was playing Hunter. Mm-hmm. Again, Warlocks, you know, might be different. I know a lot of Titans are feeling some type of way about it as well. But I'm always like, Titans always getting shafted some way or another with their supers and the hammer. So I'm like, I don't really know. But yeah, it just seemed a little underwhelming to me. And that's all.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Mm. But my build, this is crazy. Cause I can literally just because they did it. Here's how they did it. For example, I used to main well a lot, mm-hmm. because I used to do like the heavy, not heavy, the higher light content.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I was just showing you what it said about the.
So it's supposed to be. Did we already have Dragon Fire?
No,
we never did. Mm-mm. I know we had Dragon Electric.
We have had Dragon Electric. Yeah. But this is the one that everybody's in contention with. Everybody believes that it's going to be Dragon Fighting.
Right.
Everybody's saying Dragon Electric is, you know, we already had that before. We technically had it twice, I think. Technically.
We did.
So everybody's going back and forth with that one. So that might be fair, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Just rumor. All right, go back to what you said.
But with, yeah, I used to main well a lot because I used to do like higher level content in Destiny. What am I about to say? So yeah, with back before they did the 3.0 solo 3.0,
mm-hmm.
before they did the solo 3.0, with well, when I melee somebody,
mm-hmm.
I get empowered, and that's it. With I think it's Dawn Blades. With Dawn Blades, the melee attack shoot out three little I'll say heat missiles, even though they ain't heat missiles, but they send out like three little heat missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can still prompt it with the whale
mm-hmm.
super, but with the Dawnblade super, if you prompt it with the, like I said, with the three little missiles,
mm-hmm.
it kind of spam it to the point where you can just get it unlimited, like crazy.
Gotcha.
With the whale, you have to come up to the enemy and punch it, and then it prop.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it won't do it. Then you gotta go, but now with the 3.0, they made it customized to the point where all the different abilities for each class, you can make it to where if you want to have your little three scorches, it's not only on Dawnblade no more, it's on Well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty much, like, that's why I say I'm happy, and that's why I'm having fun with the new 3.0, because I'm pretty much, like, OP. Like, I'm literally just spamming my grenades everywhere. And on top of that, the solar grenades is like the sun, and then they shoot out three, like, it's like erupts into volcanoes.
Gotcha.
To the point where I'm literally making the floor lava, like, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I recorded myself, the whole entire battleground is just nothing but my solar grenades and just spamming, like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said it's so much fun, because I can legit just solo pretty much a whole bunch of stuff by myself with my build. That's why when you're telling me people, well, I'm like, you can't, because you can legit, like, Warlocks now can solo anything if you know how to play Warlocks. They can solo anything in the game. Well, I won't say they can't solo, like, the big content, but if you do an activity that's, like, that don't have, like, what's the thing called? Like the barriers champions. And stuff. Yeah, the champions and stuff. Like just simple content. Mm-hmm. You can solo anything.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like the Nightfall, if you know how to play with your build, you can solo the Nightfall. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much fun. That's why when you were telling me, I'm like, bro, there's no way. Like, no, whoever is playing Warlocks, if they like solo, they can't complain. Because we are so OP right now. We might actually get nerfed. Because that's how OP we are. So, I can see if you don't like solo. But if you truly like solo, you can't say this new update is garbage. You just can't. I just can't see it. Because we so OP now. It's just to the point where we are broken. If you got the right build, we are truly broken at this point. You trying to look it up?
I've seen.
But yeah, man, this we broken.
I don't remember where I saw this at. But it was just a comparison talking about all the builds.
Right.
Or not all the builds, but like everything. And they did say, like, out of everybody, they did feel like Warlocks was still the strongest for the solar.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just saying that they just felt like
the little uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know where they came from.
It just felt like that. It just didn't seem like nothing new had happened. It seems like
I can feel that. I can understand that.
And that's what people main complaints are. It's right. They just don't feel like nothing new has happened. Or that anything of importance has changed about this ability when they talk so much about evolving these abilities,
mm-hmm.
right? But, I mean, it's also the first week that it's been out, so maybe it'll change.
Oh, know, no, trust me. They going to change. I know for a fact they going to change. Because what they're going to do is they're going to wait till trials. They're going to wait till Iron Banner come out.
Mm.
And builds, people are going to be broken out of crap. And people, and then they're going to change it. I'm guarantee you that. They might not touch Destiny. They might not touch Warlocks because our builds, the spam grenade builds, it's like PvE. So I don't think they're going to change that. But anything that's like the PvP aspect, if it's, I'm pretty sure they're going to change.
Mm.
I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they nerf us. Because if you got, I forgot the gloves, but if you got the gloves to the point where you can just spam grenades once you get a prop,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure they might, what's the word? They might nerf that. But we, only time will tell.
So how do you feel about everything else? With the dungeon,
I haven't played the dungeon because I'm you know what I've been.
Yeah, but being the Leviathan being
better. The theme of, to be honest with you, I'm here and there with it. It's okay. I like it. I like the new season. I like where they're going with it. The content wise, I'm glad that they brought back rotations because if they didn't, it would have been nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It really been done. Because I haven't played it like that until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much done with everything besides the raids in the dungeon. And that's it. And I only played it for like one full day and somewhat half of a day. But, well, we can't get a review because hell, it's only been a week.
Mm-hmm.
But to go with it, I'll say this the season fine. I won't be like, hey LJ, you need to play this. I won't tell you that. I'll be like, if you like Destiny or if you don't got none in your spare time and you looking for a game to play and you like we try hard, but if you like a person who don't mind Destiny, like the person who like, hey, Destiny 2. If you like, no, this ain't for you. But if you like, I might, I'd be like, well, For example, let's say you took like a year or two off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, to be honest with you, it's the perfect time to come back. Because they got crafting, and then they got some dungeons. Rotate dungeons, and they got rotated raids.
Mm-hmm.
And the content overall is good. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, Even though a lot of stuff is like you got to keep on playing and keep on replaying and keep on playing. That's one thing I hate because I had to sit there at the Leviathan thing and farm it for like 7-8 tries, and I got sick and tired of it. But you know, I had to do it for the main set or not main series for the main side quest. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I hate. You just got to keep on replaying stuff. But in all, it's a game to the point where if I come home from a long day of work, I just sit down and play, and that's it.
It's brainless grinding. Like
you can
play this. It's not something you have to pay attention to. You can play that, and you can watch a YouTube video or watch TV or eat your food or where if you just want to play something for like
2 hours.
2 hours.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's literally what all this season is. I do enjoy the season, and I enjoy it not because of the gameplay. I enjoy it because of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's adding more story elements back into the game, as well as it's reintroduced Kallus. Because Kallus has been gone for, I don't know.
From the beginning of D2 Vanilla.
You technically have never actually seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually. And I think by the end of this, you might actually get to see him. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
Because you gotta look at... go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because you gotta look at it like this. Kato don't have that army. We gotta take down...
Kato.
You know what I mean. But she technically don't have an army. She technically don't. Mm-hmm. Well, she got an army, but it ain't like how Kallus was. Mm-hmm. We basically fighting God. Like, at the end of the DLC, we fighting God. To be honest with you, because the man literally just snapped and moved like who knows how many universes.
True.
Who we gonna fight? We gonna need backup. So I'm pretty sure that's why they introduced the Leviathan, and that's why Kallus coming back. Because Kallus, like you said, we technically haven't beat him. I'm pretty sure he's somewhere away with an army full of people, and
Kallus is on the witness side.
You dead serious?
Yeah.
We done.
Yeah, that's the whole... He's been talking to the witness since day one.
Well, we done.
And finally, the witness has snapped him to, you know, give him some powers.
Like I said, we done. But I'm pretty sure we're going to find some way to beat him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But what they probably going to do is they're going to pull it to where we lose and D3 going to come out or something like that. Or we're going to take a break and we're going to...
That's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying that Destiny's going to end with us losing somehow and the witness winning.
Bro, because it's perfect sense. Because he's literally God.
But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
How are we going to beat God?
You have to remember... Okay, so the whole thing they're trying to put on you is that there is no... Just because something is light doesn't mean it's good, and just because something is darkness doesn't mean that it's bad.
Right.
And so they've been pushing this whole narrative about that on us. So what's going to end up happening is we're going to figure out who's actually the bad guy, because they're trying to make it into your head.
Traveler.
Yeah, they're trying to say that maybe the Traveler is actually the bad guy, and maybe the witness is actually the good guy.
Right.
But I don't think that's either or. I think what's going to happen is the... Who do they call it? The Nine?
Yeah.
I think...
You think they bad?
Huh?
You think they bad?
No. Oh. I think technically the Traveler and the Witness are part of the Nine, and they just don't like each other. And the other members of the Nine are trying to stop this because they're like, if you do this, you're going to kill everybody. And the other members of the Nine aren't good or evil, but they...
Makes sense.
But they both have power of the light and darkness.
Because we don't know who the hell
we have
is.
No idea who the Nine is. They gave us a horse.
They gave us a horse. Yeah, and be like, there you go.
Yeah.
What, a stargazer or something like that?
And then also, we also get into timelines again. Every time somebody put time traveling into something, it always messes stuff up. So remember, we also have time traveling because the... Exo Stranger, who is actually, I can't think of her name, but she's a Bray, is from a different timeline where darkness took over.
Right.
So, I don't know if she knows who the witness is, or if the witness was the darkness who took over, or blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. But it's going to come to a decision of nobody's going to actually win or lose. It's just who's going to survive. It's the real
pretty
question.
Much, yeah.
Is there will not be any winners or losers in this final war. It will be who can survive and why did they survive. And it's going to be the people who survive because they embrace both the light and the darkness. Like, I'm pretty sure Zavala's going to die. Eventually, he probably died at the end.
Yeah, ain't dude contract almost up?
I don't know. But they love him, and he loves Destiny.
Yeah, because that man was quartered in his freaking closet.
Yes, that man loves Destiny. He loves Destiny, yeah. That man, he's like...
I'm pretty sure Akora, she going to die. I'm pretty sure she's going to die.
Akora going to die? I think Akora's
going
to live.
We don't know nothing about her voice actor.
You know they changed voice actors, right?
That's what I'm saying. She gonna die. I'm just. That's why.
When Akora came back, that's the reason Akora was gone for so long. It goes. They had to go find.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She gonna die. Just how and who? What happened to Osiris? Is he dead?
Nobody knows.
Because he legit gone.
Nobody knows. Nobody.
All I know is Savathun just did him so dirty.
She did. But anyway,
it's his fault because he got caught lagging. Because yes, that man should have went out by himself. No, but you know, it was it.
I mean, he lost his ghost. That too. There's a whole.
Speaking of that, we don't know because Savathun ghost gone too. So ain't no telling what's gonna happen.
Technically, Savathun, Savathun is dead, but she's technically alive because her
ghost can legit can just come back. Yeah.
So, from my understanding, I think. Lore wise, they keep her in a location where the ghost can't phase in and get to the body.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But when there's what's going to happen, and when the reason why we either win or lose,
Oryx is coming back.
No, Oryx is dead.
But he could get Oryx though, because we don't have Oryx's body.
No, Oryx is dead. It doesn't matter about his soul. His mental palace is gone. It's not that.
Oh what?
It's not that. Even if your soul is gone. You can still come back to life, but the thing about Oryx is, my understanding is his palace, you know, everybody has these throne rolls, that's what it's called. Everybody has these throne rolls, but if your throne roll is gone, you can't come back.
Wow.
And so his throne roll, from my understanding, is completely and utterly gone, so his ass ain't coming back.
I got another theory. Somebody gonna do something, right? The ghost gonna come back, control somebody.
Which ghost? What ghost?
Savathun ghost. Savathun ghost is going to come back. Control somebody on our side. Get this. They going to turn on the time travel thingamajiggy and either bring back Savathun or Oryx.
What time traveling thingamajiggy?
The one Saint 16 made.
Oh,
he made that. Yeah.
Maybe. Because I was just thinking during the final attack, when the witness attacks, you know, the barrier is going to go down, and then the ghost comes in, gets Savathun's body. Savathun sees the witness, and he was like, I mean, I hate y'all, but I hate him more.
Right.
And just joins us.
I don't know. I mean, it leaves a lot of stuff open, because some can happen. Let's say the person you hate, Crow. Oh. Let's say something happened to Crow. And we need a hunter.
I want something to happen to Crow.
You know, so let's say something happened or we need something. And then the only person who had that answer was Cade. Right? Because Cade was doing some offside quests when he got killed.
Yeah.
So let's say something happened to the point where the ghost, except the ghost come back. And whoever brought something back or brought an enemy back that we had the slightest idea how to beat. Mm-hmm. Zavala or Korra go through sneak and be like, oh, before Cade died, he was investigating this. This the only person who knows how to deal with all this. We'd be like, oh, we got a time travel. Let's time travel and save Cade.
Maybe.
So there's a lot of stuff that can happen.
Yeah.
Oryx can't come back because they can time travel. Oryx can come back because Savathun Ghost can control anybody or whoever. Witness whoever can control somebody.
I'd be like, I feel like they can only time travel once, so it's gonna be like, who can they get? So either you're right, maybe the evil people get to the time travel device,
right,
and they use it and they time travel,
right?
Okay, and then we also have Vex, and they have time traveling, and I don't.
Right. It's like I said, so much stuff you can do.
Yeah.
Because Kay can come back, because Kay was doing a lot of side quests.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably was investigating somebody we don't know. And then Seventh Doom Ghost still's out there. Ain't no telling what the ghost doing. So the ghost can do anything. We found out that our enemies can control people.
Mm.
So anybody close, we don't know. They probably still control somebody now. We don't even know it. So you know what I'm saying? So an enemy can come back. We don't have no clue who it is. But Kay got the clue. So we hit up Saint 16. Be like, hey, we need to borrow this time travel.
And technically, we've taken out. There's three kings of the hive. Oryx, we killed. Seraphim is half dead. And then you have, I can't think of her name.
I really
Zivia Wrath. She's still alive, and she's supposed to be the super war-ready one. So it'd be interesting. And I'm sure that's who we're taking on for the next DLC. Or we go back to Vex.
No, I don't think we're dealing with her next DLC.
You don't think so?
I think we're dealing with the... What's the next DLC? Lightfall? Because I think we're dealing with the ships. Well, I don't know, because we're supposed to be dealing with the ships 2 DLCs ago.
Now, we're not... The ships are controlled by the Witness, so the closer the Witness gets to us is how we...
But I think the end of the end DLC, I think that's when we're going to fight her or whoever. We're going to fight a lot of people at that.
Lightfall, Final Shape is the last one.
I think Lightfall, that's when we're going to... I don't think we're going to fight anybody new. Well, we know we're going to... Because they always do raids. So we're going to have... I don't know. I think we're going to fight the disciples.
Oh, you're talking about the other disciples?
Yeah. Hmm. I think that's what Light Shape is. We're going to fight the disciples, then Lightfall. And then the Final Shape is when we fight,
Lightfall would make sense as to we're fighting the black ships now, and we're fighting the Witness, because that's when you would assume that we all die.
Well, yeah.
Lightfall. Or we all get messed up. And that's probably, it's probably going to be Lightfall, because what's going to happen... And it makes sense why they're doing 3.0 now.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to be able to use light abilities.
I'm pretty sure.
And so we're going to get our 2 new dark abilities then.
I'm pretty sure.
And updated Revenant is what it's called. Mm-hmm. No, that's what mine's called. But Stasis. We get updates to Stasis abilities.
I'm pretty sure. I can see that. Mm-hmm. But so far, we can't get a review. But so far, I'm liking it. It ain't a big, drop-dropping DLC. It's just like a DLC, like, it's good, like, hey, if you just got some time on your hands and you play Destiny, like, hey, you know, just go ahead and just play, get some stuff and do.
This is the DLC to play for, like, you know, you play for
just a fun, just
2 to 3 weeks, yeah. Just for fun. You get the weapons you want, because, like, honestly, all I'm trying to get is, like, a funnel well for my Void class,
right.
Because I need a Void weapon, and that's the best Void weapon right now. And then, like, Kallus, the mini Kallus mini tools, or the new weapons that they got now for the what do you call it? It's called the Dilapidated Leviathan now, but they all have new weapons and things like that, that are just have been reskinned. Yeah. But it's a fine reskin, because they're those weapons that you could get only there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they look good. And they not have different abilities. And I do like how they do these new perks where certain weapons have certain perks.
Right.
And it makes you want to grind for those weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm grinding for. And, like, that's the only reason I'm, like, low-key playing, is because I'm grinding for these weapons.
Right.
And to grind for these weapons, you have to have Dredge or Veg or something like that. I forget. It's Dredge or Vengeance, I think it's called. And to get those, you know, you get it from playing the game. So you got to play your strikes. You got to play your crucible matches. You got to play this, that, and the other. And so, you know, you getting the stuff that you want to really play for, but you still have to do your grinding. So it's all good, I think, for the most part.
I'm surprised you even playing it.
You know, I told myself I wasn't interested at first at all. And then I heard everybody talking about Solar 3.0 not being good. So that's what got me to play it, because I said, is it really not that good? Because I was like, that's what everybody was waiting for. Everybody was waiting for Solar 3.0. And they were like, if Warrior 3.0 is like this, Solar 3.0 is going to be amazing. And that's what my thought as well. And I would say I'll just get all my Solar stuff to at the end too.
Wait a minute, do you have mods?
Oh yeah.
Like Solar mods?
I don't know.
Because you need to get those and then come back. That's what you need.
Because I started buying all the mods when we were playing it.
That's one thing I forgot to tell you. Get all the mods, because I got all the mods for my build. That's why I'm happy with it. Well, probably the people too, but get all the mods first.
Yeah.
Then come back and then give you a second thought.
And then, like we said, like you still running, like the build you have is still the build that you have for Solar.
But I had that build for forever.
Yeah, right. And I think that's also what people are disappointed in, because they wanted, you know, they wanted to do new builds.
I understand.
And yeah, it just seemed like, well, why would I do a new build when this old build is still so OP? Which I understand. But I also understand that that's boring too, because you'd be like, yeah, you want something
one new, thing more they challenging. Can do is, I don't, well, it's going to be hard work, but every so often, delete mods and put new mods in. That's one thing they can do.
Why would you do that though?
So you can have different builds.
I mean, yeah, you can do that, but when you're just trying to run the raid real quickly and you know this build works, why would you do build playtesting?
I'm just saying.
Or you could just be like me and, you know, I just put in builds for hunters and I just watch
a whole bunch of different videos until I find a build that I like or seems fun to me. And sometimes I mix and match the builds. That's what I start doing, is I find two or maybe three builds that I like, and I see if I can mix and match it to make a new one. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That would happen with the Age of Scepters build I did.
Okay.
Which was mostly one complete build, and I only changed like two other mods because I don't like the melee for, or I used to not. I like it now. Because of the mods though. I didn't like the melee ability for stasis for the hunter at first. Which is weird because it's the same as the knife for solar, but yeah. But after, you know, putting mods on it and making it do the things that it can now do, and it helps me more, you know.
It is what it is. But at the end of the day, my build is fun. I love my build. And your build, your stasis build, when we was playing, when we were streaming, was amazing. I just want to throw that out
there.
Yeah,
I like my stasis build. That's the only build I legitimately have. And I told myself, by the time Lightfall ends, I was going to have a set for every. I would have a build for every.
Oh, you need a grind, because you're gonna need them mods. I'm telling you that now.
But like I said, I believe I have most mods the last time I checked. But the problem is, and is probably the reason why I will at least play Destiny maybe once or twice a week now.
Right.
I am broke. I used to be rich in that game.
You need Rainmaker.
Oh, I put no. Like when I launched the game.
I forgot they mentioned that. They increased Glimmer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what season they did that. They made a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Had only 10,000 Glimmer to my name.
Yeah. Yeah, they inflation on Destiny.
They try to make Destiny like the United States.
They try to make Destiny like the United States, man.
Right, it was.
Yeah, Glimmer. Expensive. Yeah, Glimmer going up. Glimmer going up. Jesus. So, yeah. But LJ, man, for the good folks that listen, the good folks that watching it, what you got to say? Your final remarks.
Again, I don't want to hear
What was that?
What?
You just beatbox for a little bit.
I will.
Go ahead. Explain yourself. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Bring your switch. I'm gonna bring my Switch over here.
And you gonna beat.
And you gonna get mad because you gonna get beat.
No, bruh. When Dad come on here, we can legit play it while he here, and he can watch you get humiliated as well as everybody else. But go ahead and say.
How you gonna do that? How you gonna set that up? How you gonna set that? No, because we need to see people watch us. You need to have something. Have the stream going.
I can live stream on my phone.
Do it.
When?
Do it.
When?
I know it's every when the new game come out. But for some unknown reason, you want to do it now and get beat.
Bro, you haven't touched comp in years.
You haven't touched comp in months.
You just... bro, go ahead and say what you got to say. You know that's why you say you want to wait.
He's getting scared now.
I'm not getting scared. Just bring it next. Whenever. Mm. Whenever you comfortable, you can bring it. All right. Just know I stay ready.
Ready to get beat. Anyway. Like I said, I'm not a Hunter X hater or whatever, Hunter X Hunter hater. I just like Yu Yu Hakusho better. And everybody disagrees with me. I don't think that's a disagreement. I think Yu Yu Hakusho is 10 times better than Hunter X Hunter. And I will fight anybody on any day about this. Come play with me. Anyway.
Pause
what?
I'm just saying. You didn't hear what you just said? It's been a long day, bro.
Okay. Anyway, Xbox rumors are cool. There's some games we forgotten about, but again, we won't see those games until 2023. And actually, during the time we were reporting this, but when you see it, and probably the next time you'll see us, we'll probably be talking about the PlayStation State of Play that they're going to have this coming up Thursday.
It won't be off, so I can watch.
Now that's not that's not the big one. That's not their big.
Oh,
one.
Big
one, rumors is it's going to be in September. I don't know why it's so
far. Why they ain't doing in June with the way everybody else?
I don't know. But
so what they doing? So are they doing anything in June?
Technically, this.
Oh well, yeah. This is going to be in June. Yeah.
But for some reason, I was listening to somebody and they was like, Sony has been getting away from doing it in the summer. And have been
they
doing
probably it. Try to do their own thing.
I guess so. I guess right. They're trying to be by themselves. But I think they should do it. I mean, true, but I think you should have it all done
have
in the summer.
Have a little something. Yeah.
But the big one would be in September, but this little one would be about some. They would update you on about some games that they're working on, but it's mostly be third party games that will be coming to PlayStation.
Right.
So look forward to that, and that's probably what we talk about along with whatever else comes up next 2 weeks.
Destiny 2.
I tell people all the time, I'm the only reason I'm still invested in Destiny is because I've spent so much of my life playing that game. Number one, and number two, it still has a good story, and they're actually starting to tell it, and I'm happy.
Right.
So that I say, if you're actually looking for a story and you actually can get into it, maybe start playing Destiny because you can actually start seeing the story and you don't have to go read the 10,000 lore tabs. I mean, still go, don't read the 10,000 lore tabs. I don't even go read the 10,000 lore tabs. I just watch somebody to go watch who reads the 10,000 lore tabs. But go listen to the story because that's where, you know, you get the information. They're starting to tell you information that they only used to have in the lore tabs. Now that information is coming out, and you're starting to see the world as, like, oh, this is why we so messed up right now. This is why we're going to get killed in the next two DLCs or whatever. Right? So, yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
My closing remarks. By the time this come out, the Heat's going to be in the finals with the Warriors.
That's a bold claim to make tonight, my boy.
I don't care.
All right.
I'm believing them. You heard it here first. Jimmy Butler, if you are hearing this.
I highly doubt that, but okay.
I don't care. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere. You better win.
You tell him to go win in the past and the future.
Whatever. take it as you want.
Tell him to go win in the past.
When this come out, the Heat's gonna be with the Warriors in the finals.
And that's, then probably get 4-0. Like the They get 4-1. Like the Duke.
Stop
like
down the Heat, bro.
Right? Do you not just see what
I know? What we got going on now?
Do you not see that, bro?
Bro, I know what they got going on over there. Just have faith. But
freaking shot out the lights out of, on Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic didn't even know what was going on.
But hell, what we talking about? From the Xbox stuff that Dad sent me, if it is true. Hopefully we get out. Well, I just hope we see some gameplay. Even though they say we're gonna see some gameplay, hopefully we see about 20-30 minutes of gameplay. I don't want to see no 5-10 minute gameplay. No sir, I don't want to see that. Hopefully they do show a little bit more, because this, unless I don't know how long they dang usually last, maybe probably like an hour or some change, probably two. I don't know, but hopefully the showcase ain't too long. Well, not too long. I want it to be long. Hopefully the showcase don't be none but trailers and teasers. Hopefully they show actual gameplay of some games. Hopefully they show more games or some exclusive that this show. The anime stuff. 2077 Cyberpunk. I gotta see that. I don't know. I gotta see that, cause that sounds like a cool concept. Ghost in the Shell. That would remind me of.
I was trying to think of a game that, like a show that reminds.
It could be like that. So I don't know. You know, it's only time will tell. With that Hunter, like I said, it is not a joke. It is coming back. The manga is coming back. I'm pretty sure the anime will make a return. Probably
100%. I kind of low key want to bet money that they would put. They really do the anime. I just feel
it like made no sense.
It doesn't, but I feel like that's just how big Hunter is, though.
Right.
They will redo that whole anime again.
Oh, you say redo? Okay. I don't know. He might.
Because who even makes it right now?
Who, Hunter?
Uh huh.
Truly don't know. The studio probably dropped him because they've been gone for so long.
I mean, it's caught up, but Hunter X Hunter. Publisher Viz Media, though, that's the English publisher. Let's do the anime.
Why are you looking that up, though? Then what else we talking about?
Oh, Destiny.
Destiny. Oh, yeah, Destiny. If I won't say, come on and play it. It's not like a draw dropping DLC. It's like a chill, laid back 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10. That's why I give it for right now. For what they got, like the story wise, we don't know about the story, but like right now, because pretty much it's gonna be the same. Besides when they launch the exotic quest and all the other stuff, it's like a chill game to come on and just to play. Which like if you on a Discord call or if you in the party chat with your friend and you don't got no game to play, but you used to play Destiny, this is a DLC where you can just come home from work, relax, chill, and just kill stuff without thinking about nothing. You don't got to farm. You got to farm, but you don't got to do much exotic stuff. You don't got to do a whole bunch of other quests. You just do the thing, and then you just go about your day with the Ingrams, all the other stuff. So that's pretty much it that I can remember. But, oh, yeah. For right now, because I feel I got to get up to turn this goddamn camera off.
I was wondering what he was doing too, folks. Anyway, I didn't know what was going on.
Look here.
Look.
Your little summoning so we can win this game today.
What?
I don't know.
I know everybody doing summoning. It's you.
For all my beautiful listeners
out
there.
You just going to block me out the whole picture?
I'm sorry. We are going to be on Spotify. We're going to be on Spotify. For the people that are looking at the video now, don't worry about why I'm standing up. Just listen to my Keith Sweat voice. But anyway, don't say nothing. Anyway, we gonna for the time being, bro. If you could do it, I don't know.
He's almost done. But actually,
I think we gonna stay with Spotify because it got like a whole bunch of benefits. So like I said, we can capitalize off of it, and not too many people on it. And also, it's legit, like one click and boom, it do the audio and the video. And like I said, not too many people on it. So for now, we're gonna be doing a video on Spotify. The video link and the audio link gonna be in the description. So shout out to Spotify Anchor, I guess. So but anyways, hopefully you beautiful listeners enjoy this episode. LJ,
you just we're gonna do our
summoning so we can.
I have no idea what this. I don't care. Again, bro, when this comes out, they either already won or lost.
They gonna. I don't care. We gonna win.
Oh boy!
I guarantee you that. Why they? When they listen to this, that he's gonna be in the finals. If they don't, we delete the whole video. But anyways, hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. And until then, me and LJ see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace out.
Peace.